Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, October 24th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this afternoon, it's your last chance to go back to the future. The production will play its final Broadway performance on January 5th at the Winter Garden Theater. A high-end visual spectacle and nostalgia trip, it carved out a decent run for itself after officially opening on August 3rd, 2023 to reviews that were mainly negative to mixed. It was grossing seven figures most weeks for over a year before taking a dive this last summer going into the fall. They had rebounded a bit as of late, but not nearly enough to defray its expensive weekly running costs. It was nominated for two Tony Awards this year, for set design of a musical and Roger Bart for featured actor in a musical. Based on the immensely popular 1985 movie of the same name, it follows a teenager who travels back in time with a mad scientist, played by Bart, and must figure out how to deal with the consequences as he threatens his own existence. A national touring production just got underway in June. The show is also currently running on the West End, where it is still going strong after 3 years. Back to the Future is expected to expand its global footprint. Within the next 18 months, productions are expected to open in Germany, Japan, and on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship. The musical, whose producing team is led by Colin Ingram, was capitalized at $23.5 million, which will not be recouped. In a statement, Ingram said, "With nearly 40% of our audience never having seen a production on Broadway before, I'm proud that at a time when theater is viewed by so many as being inaccessible, that the show was able to bring in a new audience, and it is my hope that this legacy endures and these people return to see another Broadway show in the future. We are having the same success across the North American tour, where the show has already been seen by 500,000 people, many also new to the theater. We look forward to welcoming fans to the theater with four new productions opening next year, including Japan and Germany, as they join our two existing productions in London's West End, now in its fourth year, and the North American tour. At the time of its Broadway closing, Back to the Future, the musical, will have played 35 previews and 597 regular performances." In casting news, youngster Louis McCartney will play the lead role of Henry Creel in the upcoming Stranger Things: The First Shadow. He originated the role in the currently running West End production, which he is now set to depart on November 10th. Further casting for the Broadway staging will be announced later. As previously revealed, Stranger Things: The First Shadow, written by Kate Treefry and co-directed by Stephen Daldry and Justin Martin, begins previews on March 28th and officially opens April 22nd at the Marquee Theater. Tickets are now on sale at BroadwayDirect.com. And finally today, last night, Left on 10th officially opened on Broadway at the James Earl Jones Theater. The new rom-com stars Peter Gallagher and Juliana Margulies and is based on a memoir by its writer, Delia Ephron. It was greeted, however, with mostly negative reviews. Laura Collins-Hughes of the New York Times called it an anodyne new play that treads lightly and often suffers from abrupt tonal shifts. Left on 10th runs through February 2nd. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.